Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
Kevin, why don't you start today?
I think Bob should go first. Bob's got a good one today.
All right, Bob.
It is a good one. Forbes magazine is out with the list of celebrity billionaires. There are more celebrity billionaires now. There were 18 in 2025. Now there are something like 20. There are 22.
More people to hate.
More celebrity billionaires. Some newbie celebrity billionaires include Dr. Dre, Beyonce, Roger Federer.
He
won 20 Grand Slam titles, but he makes most of his billions now from endorsements. He's got really
big watch guy.
Really good endorsements. Yeah, watches and shoes. Arnold Schwarzenegger, we've been talking a lot about him lately. You know, his most profitable film for him was the film Twins. But that is not why he's number 16 on the list. It's part of it. He's worth $1.2 billion, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He invested in Dimensional Fund Advisors. So it's a fund, you know, one of those Terry Savage things.
Yeah.
You put your money towards. But the top five, we're looking at number five, Oprah Winfrey, of course. Vincent McMahon, WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Number three, Michael Jordan. Sold his majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets 3 years ago. But that's where he got a lot of money. And, of course,
Nike. Doesn't he race cars now?
Sure car does.
Racing. Yeah, I don't know if the auto racing brings him a lot of money. I think it's the Nike endorsement.
Won the Daytona 500 this year.
Yeah.
That's got to be worth something. Number two is Mr. Jar Jar Binks himself, George Lucas. Because he sold Lucasfilm to Disney for $4.4 billion. And now he's worth $5.2. So he squeezed an extra $1.2 billion out of, you know, since that sale. Number one is Steven Spielberg. The highest grossing film director of all time. He still gets a slice of every ticket sold at Universal theme parks.
That is amazing.
He is worth $7.1 billion. And the sci-fi thriller Disclosure Day will be out in May by a 78-year-old Steven Spielberg.
Good for him.
Yeah. He's the number one celebrity billionaire.
I don't even like to hear it. Now that we're all depressed.
I know.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, Kevin. Pick us up.
I think Mary should go next.
Oh, God.
Well, my story doesn't even relate to anybody now that I think about it. Because none of you guys hate American Girl dolls. Nobody can relate to the American Girl
I know what they are.
Yeah, my cousins who are, when they were little babies, they were really into it.
Yeah, because, you know, you had boys and... So anyway, it's the 40th anniversary, which I cannot believe, of these dolls. And my daughter was obsessed with them back in the day. And they're quite expensive, but they came out with a new line of dolls now. And Mattel owns these dolls, and they're called the Modern Era Collection. So the dolls are pretty big. They're like 18 inches, the real ones. These are like little 14-inch dolls now. And they tried to make them look more modern-looking because, you know, they are all dolls about decades, you know, ago.
And history.
History. Yeah. And like Kirsten, the little Swedish immigrant doll. And now they're trying to make – so they're thinner, and I don't know if I like them or not. I'm looking at them, and there's like a big – you know, a lot of people don't like them on social media. They're saying they look like cartoons, and they're making Ozempic jokes because they're thinner. I'm like, really?
So they're a doll.
It's a doll. I know. And they're like $90 for these – little 14-inch dolls are super pricey. But anyway, I didn't even know this new line came out, but it did.
All right. Well, they do look a little cartoony in comparison to the original dolls, which were just beautiful.
Oh, yeah, and their outfits. Yeah. And, oh, my gosh. And, you know, I think they put me in debt every Christmas because I had to buy my daughter the new bed or, you know, their new outfit or the new book.
Aww.
And it was, but she still has them now.
All right.
So her daughter has them,
You didn't waste the money.
I guess not.
All right, Kevin,
Wendy,
no more backing down.
You're a Taco Bell fan, right?
Yes, I love Taco Bell.
The cheesy gordita crunch?
No, I'm more of a Chalupa Supreme.
No, you're doing it wrong if you're not getting the cheesy gordita crunch.
Is that your story?
That's my story.
They even still have that?
You don't
that?
Get the cheesy gordita crunch?
No, it's
the
my best boys thing. Do. I don't
Yeah, your
I
boys
know
it's
How
a
How do you spell it?
Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
G-O-R-D-I-T-A.
Oh,
Taco Gordita. Bell revealed more than 20 upcoming menu items at its Live Mas Live event.
Oh.
They have a Live Mas Live event. Still waiting for my ticket. New dishes coming in 2026 include the Diablo Dusted Crispy Chicken Nuggets. How does that sound, Wendy?
They should not be dealing with the nuggets, although they are pretty good.
Yeah, it's like you guys are... It's not your lane.
Right, exactly.
Everybody else has the chicken. Stick to the cheesy gordita crunch and the chalupa for Wendy. Let's see what else here. They've got a creme brulee crunch wrap. Thoughts?
I would try it. I love creme brulee, but so obviously that's a dessert.
Do you like the Mountain Dew, the Baja Blast?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
I haven't had it in forever. Let's see here. Colin, are you a Baja Blast fan?
It's the only drink to get from Taco Bell.
They have the Mountain Dew Baja Midnight Pie. That sounds interesting. They have a salt and straw chiller, some sort of new drink they've got going on there. And they also announced that nacho fries would be joining the menu permanently, which, again, fries, not your lane,
yeah.
Taco Bell. I don't want fries or I don't want the chicken nuggets at the Taco Bell.
Bring back the Mexi Melt.
They did bring it back for a little bit.
Well, I mean permanently.
Taco Bell's so good.
It is so good, but it used to be so affordable, and I'm embarrassed to say, like, if all four of us are going to pick up, it's like $60.
Right, because, you know, when you go to Taco Bell, you want to order, like, half the menu.
I know.
You want to get the cheese, you're going to eat a crunch, maybe a Crunchwrap Supreme, you got to mix in a taco.
Yeah, a couple crunchies for later.
Yeah, you got to mix those in.
Burrito Supreme, no beans.
Maybe a chili cheese burrito.
Yeah.
The quesadillas are so good
at Taco Bell.
Those are really good. It adds up.
You know what? I'm doing a cheese quesadilla from Taco Bell this Friday instead of a faf.
Wow. You already tapped it out of the faf, huh? What's your faf count at?
I'm still at five.
Five? Really?
Yeah,
For the Lenten season, yeah.
That's a lot of Filet-O-Fish.
Well, there's been...
I said that to my son the other day.
Ash Wednesday.
He's like, what are you eating for dinner? I said, I'm going to get a faf. And he goes, what the heck is a faf?
Filet-O-Fish.
He had no idea what I was talking about.
One last thing for you. The new menu item, Cheesy G Sliders. No meat in these. These are... shells with mozzarella, pepper jack, and cheddar, some lettuce, pico de gallo, and some creamy chipotle sauce. That sounds pretty good. You can add chicken or steak if you want, but if you're thinking about Lent.
Yeah, sign me up.
Couple of cheesy G sliders for Wendy.
All right.
A side of a faff.
After all that, you won't make it to church on Sunday.
I already don't, Mary. I'm a bad Catholic. All right. Bob has your news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.